102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We have Jenna on with the Dream Team this morning. Good morning, Jenna.
Hey, good morning.
All right. You're seeking a pardon from Kyle this morning, a great guy. Tell us what you did. What did you do, Jenna?
Okay, so this guy, Kyle, we were hooking up. We went to a bar, and the guy walked up to him and was like, "Hey, congratulations on the engagement." And Kyle was like, "I'm sorry, what are you talking about?" This guy was like, "Your name is Paul, right? You and Jenna got engaged 2 weeks ago."
Wow.
I thought that Kyle was my fiance.
Oh, because you do have a fiance.
Jenna, so disappointed in you.
Congratulations on the engagement.
You owe like 5 pardons.
Congrats, my butt. You were hanging out, kicking it with Kyle. You guys were at a local establishment. And what happened when you walked away?
Some guy thought that he was my fiance. And I was engaged at the time.
So you did have a fiance named Paul.
Yeah.
She probably still has him.
Thought that Kyle was Paul.
And you failed to let Kyle know that.
Yeah, I didn't want to freak him out, you know?
Jenna, you're just out here being sloppy, though. Why all the sloppiness? Why not some honesty up front with Kyle and Paul for them? Because we're forgetting about Paul right now.
Okay, it was super complicated with stuff, and I just didn't want to freak Kyle out. And he seemed, like, pretty cool with it, like, at the time. And, you know, we haven't really talked since then.
He left your butt at the bar, right? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Bye.
You got left at the bar. You about to get left at the altar, too.
Yeah, it's my ex-fiance now.
Okay.
That makes good for Paul.
Oh, okay. So Paul is gone, Kyle is gone, and now, okay. I see what this is.
You don't deserve either one of them,
Jenna. You're trying to pick it up. What's wrong? She was options. You know,
she's
engaged.
She's sloppy. That's sloppy.
Minor detail. I forgot to tell you I was engaged. My bad. Girl, I'm trying to help you out. You're stuck.
You are funny. I just can't wait to see what's going on when we get Kyle on this line. Good morning, Kyle. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing this morning, man? You good?
You know, I've been better, but yeah, no, it's not too bad.
Oh, that was a player laugh right there.
All right,
on that.
We understand there's a situation with a young lady by the name of Jenna. Go ahead and tell us what happened.
Yeah, I mean, we were kind of hanging out for, a week or two, and then we decided to go out to a bar, and I thought it was good, and, you know, everything was really good. Jenna's super sexy and sweet, and, you know, we were having a good time, and then some random dude comes up to me and says, "Hey, man, congratulations on the engagement." And I'm like, "What, I'm getting engaged? What's going on?" I didn't even, what the hell was going on? I was like, "What? Engagement? What are you talking about?" And it's like, "Yeah, you know." And then he asked me if my name was Paul, and I was like, "No, my name's not Paul." And he's like, "You got engaged to Jenna like 2 weeks ago, right?" And I'm thinking, I mean, me and Jenna have been talking for, you know, more than 2 weeks. So at this point, I'm like, "What the hell's going on?" And so, you know, she came back. She never said a word to me in the last, 2 weeks that she had been engaged or she had a boyfriend or that she was with somebody. Nothing. So, you know, I was like, "Man, I'm too old for this playing game stuff, man. I'm trying to find somebody, you know, that I can jive with." So I left.
There you go. You yeeted up out the bar.
Ah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeet.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't blame you, Kyle. Come on, man. Jenna, she's a little messy there, buddy.
Y'all haven't really spoken since, but we do have Jenna on the line this morning. She just wants to say a couple of words to you, Kyle, and we're going to see if you can make a decision for us. How is that?
She's on the phone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have to bring her through.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
Go ahead, Jenna.
So, I know things were super messy and stuff, but I broke up with my ex-fiance. There was a lot going on. I just didn't want to get you involved in all the drama, and I like hanging out with you.
Yeah, but being involved and then not saying anything at all, that's two totally different things. Like, not involved is like, "Hey, man, I got a situation, but I don't want you to get involved." Leaving me in the dark, that's basically lying to me.
I wasn't, like, what was I supposed to do? Explain the whole situation? Like, plus we were pretty casual, so then I'd have to, like, bring up everything that was going on. And I...
Yeah, but you got random dudes coming up to me asking me if my name is Paul. Like, I'm engaged to you. I mean, that...
I didn't know that was gonna happen.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Right.
Sounds like Kyle didn't know a lot of stuff was going to happen.
Sounds like that show on TV, Better Call Paul.
Yeah, I'm in the dark and a lot of stuff.
So, Jenna, go ahead. I mean, explain yourself, and we're going to see if Paul is going to be willing to grant you a pardon this morning.
I just, like I said, I mean, Paul is my ex-fiance now. We broke things off, and, you know, I want to see you again. Maybe not for, you know, like a couple weeks or something, but I just thought, like, we had a good...
Yeah, I mean, a couple weeks, you might be engaged again. I'm not sure.
Right.
I think I'm going to peace out on this one, fellas.
Ooh.
Good call, Kyle.
Yeah.
There's other engaged girls out there that you could hook up with.
So you're not going to grant a pardon this morning?
No, not today, man.
Wow. We're sorry, Jenna. I mean, we tried to help you out. That's how
keep
it goes
going,
sometimes.
Jenna. Keep
I didn't
going.
Try to help her. I wanted to see her
know,
fail.
Rudy. That's how it goes sometimes. Sometimes you get a pardon, sometimes you don't. Go to KBLX.com to put your scenario in. It is your dream team with another Beg Your Pardon on 102.9 KBLX, the best throwbacks and R&B.